A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to Red Men Bite Size, your daily Liverpool news update. Today it's brought to you by me, Chris Pajak, and we've got a few news stories for you today. We've got a Darwin Nunes injury update, we've got FSG Qatari takeover claims, minority sales, all the juicy stuff, as well as Florian Plettenberg claiming Firmino may be given a contract extension. And finally, something a bit out the park, but apparently Mbappe rejected a move to Liverpool in the summer. So we'll get into it then on Wednesday the 18th of January 2023 when everyone's feeling good because Liverpool have just won a game of football. And what's better than Liverpool winning a game of football? It's Liverpool getting players back from injury the day after Liverpool have won a game of football, isn't it? So Jürgen Klopp is hopeful that Darwin Nunes will be fit to start when Liverpool host Chelsea in the Premier League this weekend, having missed the last two games. Klopp has said, speaking after the victory at Molineux, "I hope that Darwin is coming back in training tomorrow or Thursday, so he might be in contention, of course." Now, that's something that I think that Liverpool need, isn't it? You know, we obviously saw Carvalho and Harvey Elliott, and they played well, and the whole team sort of played much better than they had done the previous weekend against Brighton. But having someone as enigmatic, just direct as Darwin Nunes is definitely something that was lacking from yesterday's performance. So for me, you know, I hope to see him come back into the sides. And I really like Cody Gakpo in that centre-forward position, to be honest with you. And I know that, you know, the stats aren't going to show what he did, but the way that he created space for others and he allowed the midfield to press high up the pitch and, you know, he wasn't always going in behind, I would like to see Darwin Nunes brought into the side against Chelsea at the left wing. If you agree or disagree, then tweet me at the Redmen TV or tweet me at Mr. Blood Red on Twitter and leave me your thoughts on that one. We're going to get on with the next story. Really, and I suppose this one is a little bit more juicy, shall we say. But apparently, FSG have quashed the Qatari takeover claim, so everyone will have seen it over the last few days. Basically, the rumours are starting to ramp up from a lot of fan sites talking about the Qatari takeover is done, it's not being announced yet, but The Athletic's James Pearce has said senior sources within FSG have said they basically dismissed the recent speculation that they are on the brink of selling Liverpool to a Qatari consortium or indeed anybody else at this stage. Consortiums from the US, Germany and a Saudi Qatari coalition have been credited with an interest, while last week brought claims of serious interest from Qatar. But no discussions are at an advanced stage, said James Pearce. The current preference is to sell a small portion of the club, but they insist that nothing is imminent on that front. So, I think when we go over and we actually look at James Pearce's article in The Athletic, it's headlined Fenway Sports Group increasingly likely to sell minority stake in Liverpool. Obviously, The Athletic did reveal in November that FSG were seeking new investment. But we're 2 months on from that now, and we've yet to receive any suitably attractive proposals, James writes. Senior FSG sources have dismissed recent speculation that they are on the brink of selling Liverpool to a Qatari consortium or anyone else. No discussions are at an advanced stage. Their current preference is to sell a small portion of the club, but they insist that nothing is imminent on that front. And that got me thinking, I mean, if you want to go down the rabbit hole and you want to sort of believe that maybe Liverpool are only looking for a full sale or only looking for a minority stake sale, then if Liverpool are looking for a full sale, are they basically telling anybody that the offers that they've sort of heard about, because sometimes I think, you know, offers won't be put on the table, you sound them out just like a transfer, I'd imagine. And that you might find out whether the player wants to come to you, and then you sort of find out what the club will accept, and then you don't. No one ends up with egg on the face. I imagine if someone's looking to try to buy Liverpool, I'm sure there are people trying to buy Liverpool, that there will have been figures bandied about. And what FSG could be saying at this point is, look, we haven't had the suitable offers, we're looking to sell a minority stake. And that could just feed back to the interested parties that their offer isn't good enough. Or you can take them at face value, that FSG are looking for a minority stake in the club rather than sanctioning a full takeover, which, to be fair, they've been saying for a little while now.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Now, hand on heart, telling me the truth as I believe it right now, I still am guessing that FSG would rather a full sale, because I think right now, and for the same reasons I thought 2 months ago, it is going to be increasingly difficult to compete at the top level of European football like we have been doing, and to continue to win trophies like we have been doing, with FSG's current model. And I believe that FSG will need to change their model if they want to go and bring us more silverware. And I'm not sure that that's something that FSG want to do. I think the time is ripe for them to make a huge profit on a club that we bought for nearly 300 million 12 years ago and sell for close to 3 billion or in excess of 3 billion pounds. No, I know they've had to work on that and everything else, but that is a huge profit. And I'm sure that they would rather do that and just sort of forget about it and get into something else instead, because it looks great on the CV. You've taken a club that hasn't won the Premier League over 30 years to win in the Premier League. I mean, it's absolutely brilliant. And you've won the European Cup, and you've competed, and you've put people in place that have changed the way that analytics are probably used in football in this country. Or you've at least helped to change the way that analytics are used in football in this country. They've done what they probably set out to do, and that is increase the value and win trophies. And that's what FSG probably wanted when they bought Liverpool Football Club. So I don't know how a minority shareholder helps them compete with the likes of Manchester City, with the likes of Newcastle United, with the likes of PSG, Real Madrid, etc., etc. Because, quite frankly, I can't see how it does unless we change how we're doing it. And are we just going to go through cycles where we grow a side, we buy them in for not stupid amounts of money, and then we have 4 years of growing pains before we get up to a level where we win, and then maybe the players grow a little bit older, etc., etc.? I'm not sure. But I do think that it's a bit of smoke and mirrors at the moment, and that's just my opinion. You know, it is a guess. I am being honest with you. The news, as it stands, is that just FSG are increasingly likely to sell a minority increasingly likely to sell a minority stake in the club rather than sanction a full takeover. That's the news. My opinion was my opinion. So we move on then to the last story. And this one I got from Dave O.C. Kopp. And apparently PSG president Nasser Al-Khelaifi and club consultant Antero Henrique were demanding a staggering $352 million for Kylian Mbappe last summer, a fee that would have obliterated the world transfer record from when PSG signed Neymar for over $200 million. The Athletic are reporting that Mbappe was not open to discussion, indicating that he would not consider a move to Liverpool with his heart still set on a future to switch to Real Madrid. The same report adds that his decision to remain in Paris and reject Madrid was largely based on political pressure from both France and Qatar. While that is pretty mad news, apparently PSG hierarchy were willing to let the player go to Liverpool, but not Real Madrid. But again, I mean, how much would we have had to spend there? I mean, did Kylian Mbappe really reject Liverpool Football Club when Liverpool Football Club didn't put a £352 million bid in? I'm not sure. Now, we might not have been open for it, but a rejection for something that didn't happen seems a bit of a stretch to me, and a little bit sensationalist. Look, we'd all like to see Kylian Mbappe in a red shirt. It's highly unlikely that he ever plays in a red shirt at Liverpool with the type of money that we're going to need to spend to bring in a player of his quality. A little bit mad to me. So there you go. That was the Darwin Nunes update, the Qatar purchase update. We've got one more news story, actually, and that is from Florian Plettenberg, Sky Sports journalist, who says clubs from Saudi Arabia are still pushing, but a clear tendency now, and at this stage, the contract extension with Liverpool looks most likely, at least until 25. He wants to continue at the highest level. So, unlike Cristiano Ronaldo, Roberto Firmino doesn't believe that he's done in the upper echelons of European club football. He would like to remain at Liverpool. And this is, again, my opinion now on this piece. And I've said for a few weeks, I would like to see Bobby Firmino stay at Liverpool, but I do feel like his wages need to reflect his position in the squad. And that's not like one last hurrah contract. What I mean by that is, if he's not going to be our first team number nine, then his wages can't be that of a first team number nine. His wages have to come down, I believe, to something that allows Liverpool to go out there and make signings across the board. You know, a huge midfield signing, for example. His contract can't hold us to ransom on a contract. And listen, he's an unbelievable footballer. I think he's my favourite player of the Klopp era, and I think he always has been my favourite player of the Klopp era because of just what he's able to do with the ball, without the ball, the way he creates space, and everything that we all love Bobby Firmino for. He would maybe solidify himself as one of my favourite players of all time if he were to take a pay cut and stay at Liverpool. He's a lad I want to stay around the football club, and I think that, you know, the likes of Cody Gakpo and Darwin Nunes can learn a lot, and Luis Diaz can learn a lot from Bobby Firmino. So I can see the benefits of signing Firmino up, but I just can't imagine that he's one of the top earners of the football club anymore. And again, that's just my opinion. You feel free to tweet me at Mr. Blood Red on Twitter with yours. And finally then, just a little update on what's going on Red Men TV and Red Men Plus this week. We've had a Danny Miller Dream Teams is now out on Red Men Plus. The Final Word for Wolves is now out on Red Men Plus. And we've got the Originals podcast coming up. That will be live streamed Wednesday afternoon, and we'll have podcast extra, of course, on Red Men Plus. Thursday, I'll be doing a deep dive on YouTube looking at Harvey Elliott and the conundrum that I believe, and Josh Williams believes, that Klopp faces with how to get him into the side in his best position. We've also got another Geno Insight coming up, and we've got the watch along on Saturday for Chelsea. Whew, big game that. 12:30 kickoff Saturday. If you're not on the ground, get on youtube.com/TheRedMenTV. Don't forget, of course, we'll have Bite Size coming Thursday and Friday, starting 11, build-up show, all the good stuff, in your eyes, in your ears, exactly where you need it to be. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you all soon. Ta-ra.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.